This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we bet on the Unger Report and the return of poker. First, though, for months now, the entertainment industry has been getting tougher on people who illegally download copyrighted music and movies from the Internet. The Recording Industry Association of America reported recently that its tactics are working, noting that most college students now say they favor limits on illegal downloading. Joshua Levs talked with students to find out if their internet use is really changing.
If you visited the group of four young men I interviewed at a college in Georgia, you probably wouldn't even know downloading copyrighted material is illegal, let alone that there's a crackdown underway. The students wanted to go only by the names Ron, Ted, Bob, and Vishnu, and they didn't want me to name the school. But they had no qualms about showing me their vast collection of free entertainment, starting with a giant stack of CDs.
So with the four of you guys together, how many songs do you guys think you have downloaded?
I don't know, I lost count. Maybe like 4,000 or 5,000.
You don't want to spend that much money on like buying songs and stuff. We're college students. We don't have money to spend on CDs.
What about just like turning on the radio?
They play the same 10 songs every week. You know what I'm saying? Like you get tired of it in 1 week.
And also there's a matter of quality. You can get like high quality music off of the internet and stuff like that. Some people are very picky about quality, and radio quality is one of the lowest you can get right now.
Their high-speed line lets these students download a song in about 20 seconds. When they want a video game, a movie, or a DVD of one of their favorite TV shows, they set up a download before they go to sleep, and in the morning, it's done. With a simple cable, they plug the computer into their TV sets and watch in perfect quality, better than a VHS tape you'd rent. Case in point, one of them goes to the laptop sitting on a chair in this on-campus apartment living room, hits a few keys, and in a matter of seconds, up come the opening credits for Disney's Monsters, Inc., a film they downloaded.
This DVD is for screening purposes only, not for duplication, rental, sale, or public performance. So that message really resonates with you guys.
But it's DVD quality.
It's a DVD rip. It's a screener that they send out to people to evaluate for like awards and stuff.
And someone out there loaded it up onto the computer for your purposes?
Yeah, they just rip it and they release it. And everybody's happy.
This is like a whole free entertainment subculture in America right now.
Yeah.
They know all the tricks for getting this stuff. Record labels and film production companies monitor certain websites that allow people to share what they have, but these students know sites that are less likely to be checked and ways to route a download through multiple cities, making it hard to trace. And the students say one of the most common ways to get material, especially on campus, is to connect directly to someone else's personal computer and copy what he or she has downloaded. One of the students demonstrates.
When you go to the guy's hard drive, it'll ask for, like, your information, like, what is the username? What's the password? I got this from a friend, so he told me what the username and password was.
There's someone that you know, and you're logging into his personal site right now.
I don't even know this guy, actually. I got his from someone else. He has, like, tons of stuff there that we can download.
You guys can get all this stuff at your fingertips for free.
Yeah.
And what I'm getting is that you're not afraid at all of anything happened to you.
Maybe it's like that immortality complex, you know, teenagers get and stuff, kind of carries on into the 20s and stuff.
Like you're totally untouchable.
Yeah.
But they aren't, and one of these students once almost got in trouble. A major film studio contacted the school, saying he had illegally downloaded one of its films. School officials then contacted him.
I took it off my computer. I mean, it was just gone, I just deleted it. It wasn't that big of a deal, I just wanted to watch it.
Do you guys feel any guilt about this? Do you feel like you're ripping anybody off in the entertainment industry?
Not really. I mean, if you watch some of the videos and stuff, they're just throwing away, like, money anyhow. Like, you know, on MTV and stuff, you see them, like, throwing away the champagne. I mean, $1,500 for a bottle of, like, one of their finest champagnes, and they're just pouring it out like it was nothing to them.
All four of the students said they have no plans to curtail their downloading. But they change their tune somewhat when it comes to something that hits closer to home, copying software off the internet. They say at their school there are a lot of computer science majors.
That's where they're going to make their money from. And that kind of makes me feel bad. It's kind of like a roommate, and that's his job. And if he does it, then and everybody does it, he won't have a job.
Yeah, but does he download music?
No, he doesn't do it anymore.
He pays for it, actually.
For these students and many others like them, the idea of paying for at-home entertainment is a pretty outdated concept. For Day to Day, I'm Joshua Leves.